The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 10th of July, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of my Loins, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Destroyer of Dragons, the Scourge of Sky Shrine, and the reason we have a majority this morning at the top of the show, Elkran Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkwin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
Doing good. Kicking butt. Playing a shard of hate.
Kicking butt, taking names.
I'm too busy to kick him butt to take his name.
Okay, well, you're...
But I am taking the names.
I was just going to say, you're kicking butt and also names.
That's it.
Okay, gotcha. So you're where now?
Shard of Hate.
Shard of Hate.
There's like three of the names I can come in here and solo and get about 20 plat apiece off of them.
Well, aren't you just super duper?
I am. Thank you very much.
I'd walk in there and get my ass handed to me by the first mob I saw.
Yeah, me and the merc. I put the merc away before I opened the chest. Most important thing when you're soloing with a merc, if there's a chest and there's coin in it, tell the merc to go take a walk. You're already paying him 25 gold, you know.
Yeah, don't
there's
let,
no
don't
reason
let him
for him to
it.
Share in the other loot.
Yeah, don't let him take the 10 plat, okay?
He'll take half of it, really. He will. So,
oh,
like,
you merc bastard!
I go make him take a walk, and when he's not looking, I open the chest, and...
And then your merc comes back, like, hey,
like,
what was all that?
Oh, nothing. What are you talking about? Oh, it's just a crap chest. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, when I go hunting, I'll go, cheese it! Bring me ale! And he goes off to get the keg, and I loot, and then he comes back. It's like, wait a minute, aren't your pockets a little bigger than they were before? I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the ale, though. All right. Okay, so I've got the update notes on here to see why we're having the update today.
Having issues these last couple days. I mean, the other night, last weekend, lag city. I mean, it was so bad. It was extremely bad. I was in the middle of fighting a mob, and it was like, you know, shoot an arrow and wait. I figured I was going to get timed out.
Ooh.
And then I got to shoot another arrow. everybody was experiencing major big time hard lag. Remember, you know, I was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday. Or was it Sunday? Saturday. You know, I'm saying AB's going to crash.
Yep, yep.
Hasn't really truly recovered. I know the station launcher was down.
It's up now. I used it to get in.
I don't know. I just don't know. What did they update today?
Okay, well, according to nothing major from the looks of it. Okay, well, you can now play as your character in the Dungeon Maker. You can now play as your character in Dungeon Maker Dungeons. Furthermore, these dungeons are level agnostic, meaning that anyone of any level cap group can either do them together, while the dungeons will be fit more difficult for a lower level character than a higher level character, you will still be able to play together. So when you zone in, you're not going to be level 90. It's a level neutral.
Wow.
Although, if you are a lower level character, you don't have, of course, your advanced spells, you don't have your advanced weaponry, stuff like that, and stuff's going to be harder to kill. So things will scale, but if you are lower level, it's going to be more difficult for you.
I guess I'll have to go try my, I don't know if I even want to try one of my dungeons without being some sort of healer.
I don't know. Can you bring your merc in?
That's an idea. If I could bring my merc in, you want me to try?
Go ahead.
I
have
one of my dungeons.
I have no idea if you can bring a merc into a player
made
dungeon. So go ahead and give that a try. And while you're doing that, I will continue reading the notes. Population and zone progression, Sky Shrine, Betrayal of the Underdepth. In the challenge mode in Dozakar, fight the Magmatic Elemental and Infernal Assassin. Adds will not spawn as frequently. You've been in there. I'm sure that's good news for you.
Where? Say that again?
The challenge mode in Dozakar fight and the Magmatic Elemental. Okay, Sky Shrine, Betrayal of the Underdepth.
Okay.
In the challenge
mode. That's the raid one.
In the challenge mode. By the way, Bungie from Sony Online, punctuation. We need a comma in there somewhere. In the challenge mode, comma, Dozakar fight for the Magmatic Elemental. Dozakar fight in challenge mode, comma, Dozakar fight the Magmatic. Okay, I got it now. Punctuation, people! You got like two sentences running together here, and I'm trying to separate them. In the challenge mode, Dozakar fight, comma, the Magmatic Elemental and Infernal Assassin adds will not spawn as frequently.
I can't tell you. We never got that far.
Oh, okay. Punctuation is very important because it took me like five times to get that sentence correct. Okay, let's see. Items. Looks like they changed more stuff in the Betrayal of the Underdepth. Many items that lost strike through and AoE auto attacks have these stats restored. So, okay. Some Zodacor drops have been improved, but they don't get into detail which ones. Quests. Baubles that need to be equipped for use will now function correctly as bauble buttons in the tracker window. Now, you noticed that on Saturday.
Yeah, I noticed that Saturday. I have an item that you have to use in the quest, like a lot of the shard instances, you have to go in and use a sensor, or you got to use some other item to, well, instead of having to dig it out of your bag and drag it onto one of your boxes, it's up in the
quest tracker.
The quest tracker, right next to it. It was really nice. I went, wow, that's cool. I like that.
Yep, I see that.
Excellent improvement.
Yeah, I see that right here. I got one where I have to release a bug into the nests in the Weatherlands, and the little bug icon is right there. So you get to click on it when it highlights. And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very useful. Thank you very much. Now let's see here. NPCs that update a tracked quest will now show their name from further away. All right, so if you're looking for a specific NPC, you should be able to see it from much further away now.
Eh. I do like the fact that if you're not sure if a mob is the one you need for a quest, you can look at it and it'll have a little feather next to its name, which is really nice. And the other ones have little bags, like loot bags, I guess.
Okay.
I like that. I don't know about the thing, but...
Okay, and in Lawless Storm, the quest Hook, Line, and Anchor, I am assuming that is a void quest, because there's a void anchor there.
Well, I sure don't look like me.
Okay, I'm still reading here, hon.
Sorry.
Hook, Line, and Anchor has the original quest rewards re-added in addition to new ones. So if you haven't done the quest Hook, Line, and Anchor yet, there are now new quest rewards. Okay, so you're saying you don't look like you in the thing now?
I don't look like me.
I wonder if you have to do anything special.
I don't know. Curl.
It didn't give you
anything. C-U-R-E-L-L is saying it's not yet.
Oh, well then they...
Then why does it say for me to play as my avatar?
It does say that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here.
Let me try that again.
I will try.
You read that update again.
I just did. It says, you can now play as your character in Dungeon Maker Dungeons. Therefore, these dungeons are level agnostic, meaning anyone of any level can go group together and do them together. So
let me see. Let's try that again.
Okay, I have permission to...
Play as Avatar. It doesn't give me a choice.
All right, let me try.
There's a play as self and play as avatar. All I get is play as avatar.
Okay, Corell is saying that play as self comes out tomorrow. Well, why was it in today's notes then?
Well, maybe because the update's not till tomorrow?
No, it's... wait a minute. Let me double check my notes here. Oh, I'm sorry. I read tomorrow's notes.
Well,
then they don't have notes for today, then. I just looked at the latest note. They don't have any notes for what they did today.
So tomorrow... Well, they didn't do anything today because I think they're having problems.
Could be. Yeah, I just noticed that. It says Wednesday the 11th. Sorry about that.
Derp.
Well, that's tomorrow, then. Sorry.
Derp.
Well,
they're derping you.
Hey, they did a friggin' update today, didn't they?
Mm-mm.
The thing said they were going to be down for like 2 hours. EverQuest2.com, blah, 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 blah. No, it is tomorrow. My bad. Tomorrow. Wait a minute. Maintenance notice for Tuesday, July 10th. Yes. So I did read that they were doing an update today. It was just maintenance.
Service maintenance today, prep work.
Okay, it was just maintenance. All right. I got confused.
That maintenance, that means they've got to feed all
up.
The hamsters and clean all the cages.
Clean the cages, feed the hamsters, grease the wheel. Stuff like that, format the hard drives.
Get Timmy some more Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the last 15 minutes of the show...
Never mind.
Did you say the last or the first?
Well, the last 15 minutes. What I've been talking about for the last 15 minutes.
Never mind.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow I can try my dungeon out.
Tomorrow you can try your dungeon out as you. Let's go back in time and do this all over again, all right? Welcome to the Jethel Silver Age. Oh, I got to check something, actually. Kithagorn.org, we have been having an NPC tournament.
How is that going?
It did not go well for Illarissi.
Oh!
You know, lore-wise, I was hoping for a battle between Nagafin and Illarissi.
Not going to work.
Because according to the lore, it was Illarissi that trapped Nagafin in his lair.
It was.
Yes, and Methaniel slain Vox.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in the line, you know, that I have, you know, Vox and Nagatha in my song, the maiden bound his heart with a thread of gold. Well, she made Nagatha grow larger, so large he can't get out of his cave. Okay, so, in order to talk about this, I have to play proper music for this.
All right.
So let me,
Are you going to cue the 60 porn music?
The what?
Cueing the 60s porn music?
Yes, the 60s porn music. No. So, here comes music for the tournament.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, so yes, we had a tournament going on here. Famous NPCs, you voted on which ones will continue in each tournament. It's not done yet. We are on the last round. Round one, it was Nagafin versus Mayong, Antonia versus Lucan, Inaruk versus Illyrisi Mar, Nathan Ironforge versus Quo.
Yes.
The winners were Nagafin, Antonia, Illyrisi, and Quo.
Yeah, and?
Round two was Nagafin versus Antonia Bale. And then Illyrisi versus Quo. Those who moved to the next round were Nagafin, Illyrisi, and Quo. How Quo beat Antonia, I'm not sure. But, yeah. So we had a three-way battle, a triple threat match, and the NPC that got the lowest score got eliminated, and Illyrisi got eliminated. So this has come down to Nagafin versus Quo.
Seriously?
It's Nagafin versus Quo at this point. You can go to kithacore.org. Click the little link there that says tournament, and you can vote for Quo or Nagafin. Right now, Quo is behind by 1 point. I'm going to run this until Friday, and Friday I will make the announcement for the winner, and I will also post a new tournament. Got a good response for this? Why not? How many people have voted since I've been talking about it?
I think people have been enjoying it.
Yes, only one person has voted since I've been talking about it, and Nagafin's pulling ahead. Quo is becoming Crispy Critter. I know Selena from Zam.com has been pulling for Quo. She's been trying to campaign to get Quo more votes. I'm rooting for Nagafin.
I thought everybody wanted to see Quo dead, you know, hung.
This is your choice. This is your chance to kill Quo. Feed him to the dragon. Vote for Nagafin!
Child abuse. He's just a child.
All right. Dracarius on the Antonia Bale service says, Quo would harvest a living hell out of Nagafin. That's funny.
The never-ending questions.
Hmm?
The never-ending questions of Quo.
Yes.
Can you go get me? Can you go get me? Go get me! Take me! Okay. Hit that places.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kately on the Oasis server is telling me that it's actually pronounced Cho.
Cho.
Cho. Sorry.
I know we've always said it wrong.
Whatever.
Cho.
It's spelt Quo.
Well, that's probably just not how you're supposed to say it. That's all I can say.
Okay. Cho. All right. Whichever. But the voting is still going on. I will continue this until Friday, and Friday I will announce the winner and announce a new tournament. Why not? Right?
Yep, why not?
People are taking to it, so why not? All right. I have absolutely no notes tonight, so we'll just wing it.
Wing it!
We're going to wing it, folks. And birthdays. We do have a list of birthdays for this week. And again, this is how you appear on my Facebook page.
So if you don't want to be a peer like that on his Facebook page...
Might want to change it.
Yep.
Okay, birthdays for this week. The guy's name is I Believe in Fairies. All right.
I do. All right.
That's okay. Patrick Wilson, birthday this week. Tracy Robinson, lived another year. Victoria Holland. Joshua Lemon. Gail Michael, that's the woman that used to work with me at Stanwood Mailbox. Gail Michael's birthday this week. She has lost a lot of weight.
I saw that.
She posted a picture like last week or something like that. She has lost like 100 pounds.
She looks very good.
And let's see, a couple of guides. Let's see if I can actually pronounce these. Guide Kayaka. Kayaka. And Guide Anessa. Birthdays this week. Also, birthday this week, actually today, my son Sheldon. So, happy birthday, everyone. And for y'all, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, congratulations, you birthday people. Of course, we have to check out ApeAgoda.com. ApeAgoda.com. Dun, dun, dun. According to this, ApeAgoda is alive!
That's good.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to check Wikipedia. Because who knows? The person who runs this site may not be maintaining it anymore.
Alpha!
Wikipedia.com. Or .org, I should say. Abe... Agoda. Here we go. According to Wikipedia, Abe Agoda is still alive and is 91 years old. Somehow I thought he'd be older.
When is his birthday?
February 24th, 1921. He was born in New York.
New York.
Hey, you know, he was born in New York. What do you want? I tell you, there ain't no respect. Abe Agoda still alive. All right, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, pretty much. So let's see here. What's going on? Of course, I want to promote the hell out of the Soul Fire Club. Monday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that is Northern Freeport, 7 Integrity Road, under Soulfire Club. Let's see, I also believe that Saya's Hammer is on right now, I'm not sure. Saya's Hammer, I believe, is on right now. Going on right now. Let's see who Saya all. Saya is online right now. So, and of course, we cannot forget the Incy Wincy Spider. Suresh, give me that address, will you? Okay, Saya's Hammer will be on in about an hour in Nettleville, the Nettleville Inn, under Saya's Hammer. After Kinos goes live, we'll let you know what's going on with that.
I wonder if I better get myself betrayed back over this
Why
week.
Why is that?
Because I want to see what they do with the... there's got to be a new quest lines in Kinos.
I have no idea. I haven't heard of any. because there's no storyline to the makeover. They're just doing it. And if you have not seen, God, I should have posted it at KentaCore.org, but if you have not seen the picture that I posted on Facebook, I did a composite of the current.
Yeah, it's huge.
The current castle as compared to the, I overlaid the new castle. Oh my fucking God. It's like plopping down Tirith Minith right in the middle of Gondor. You know? It's a fucking mountain. It completely dominates the landscape in Kinos.
I wonder why they made it so big.
I don't know. I mean, a retexturing or a castle that's a little different or something like that would have been nice. I mean, I don't think the floating citadel in Freeport, I don't think it's any bigger than it was.
Does it seem to be?
No, I don't think it's any bigger. And I'm being corrected here. I'm being told that, yes, there is a new storyline. A new quest line.
Just like they had in Freeport?
I don't know. I haven't tried
Aggressive
it.
Aggressive through the levels?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I should sometime this week betray back for a little bit, and then I'll probably go back to Freeport.
I'll check it out anyway, right? Just I'm just hoping there's not going to be, oh, I don't know, a giant tentacled monster to piss me off! Or trust me, Sony, you'll be hearing about it. Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show. And then we'll have Brass on and I'll bitch about it to her. And she'll tell me, oh, we just fixed it. Try again. Why are you fixing the stuff after? Maybe it's because of my bitching that they fixed it. Rowan wants to know, when is the revamp scheduled?
Sometime this month. That's all we know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, the last week of the month. Carell is saying the 24th. That's on a Tuesday, so that makes sense. Hey, maybe we can get Brass on here for the 24th. Brass, or hey, maybe even the new community manager. We have a new community manager. Let's see here. Dexella. Dexella is our new EverQuest 2 community relations manager. Wait a minute. Wasn't Paestro the community? He's a new producer, isn't he?
I need a scorecard anymore.
Yeah, we need a scorecard. It changes so freaking rapidly. Anyway, we welcome Dexella to the role of EverQuest 2 Community Relations Manager. There is a link to the... I do have a tiny article up at KentaCore.org. You can take a look at Welcome Dexella, and then I have a link to the article at EverQuest2.com where she introduces herself. But maybe we can get someone from Sony on here that... Well, no, they probably won't want to come on the day of the release. They'll be too fucking busy. We'll find out. All right. Dexella. All right, so let's see here. The new Kinos will be coming out. They're changing stuff to the, we talked about this last week. They're changing stuff on the Warriors. And there will be much bitching, I'm sure. By both Assassins and Warriors.
I don't know. From what I understand, the Warriors are looking forward to it.
Well, all right. Ceres is telling me that the Incy Wincy Spider is going on right now, and that's at 4 Bale Court, South Kinos. The SOE Moat is supposed to be coming out this month, too. It was not on the test server. And I want to thank Corel for recommending that I update my DirectX. That did work, and I was able to get into the test server. I could not find anything on the SO emote controls or anything like that, so I'm assuming it's simply not out yet. So, I will give my full report when that comes out. Now, wait a minute. Carell's saying it's there. I did not see SO emote, anything for SO emote. How do you open it up? How do you open up the damn thing? Because I was looking, you know, I clicked on the EQ2 icon, and I was looking, and I didn't see anything about SO emote. I looked in the controls, you know, how you have window controls, you know, alt this opens up some kind of thing. Carell's going to look for the command. As soon as he gives it to me, I'm going to the test server to check this out. I want to check it out. All right. So SO emote supposed to be coming out. That we're all supposed to be getting pumpkin pie. No, wait.
We are.
No, wait. Sorry. When I went to Eldar Grove in the test server,
yes,
all the women were naked.
Really?
So they were waiting for me. Apparently, yeah. I posted a pic of it on Facebook.
I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah, I guess there's some new textures and new robes and stuff like that, and some of them got a little messed up. They fixed it now. Unfortunately.
Like I said, I thought maybe they knew you were coming.
They knew when I was coming, and they stripped on down and said, "Hey, big boy." And I said, "My reputation precedes me, thank you." Alright, so I'm waiting to hear back from Carell to see if it's, if the SO emote is on there. But I didn't see it. And I looked, too. Alright. Okay, let's see, what else can we talk about here? You know, what we can talk about is the fact that, was EQ Tuesday on today?
I don't think so. Ask the channel, I've seen some people asking what happened to EQ2.
Well, EQ Tuesday right now is currently looking for new hosts. If we're going to continue EQ Tuesday, it will have to be with new hosts. Xanadi and Trueflight, who have been doing it for a couple of years now, have decided to move on. And it's time to go with something new for them. So, if EQ Tuesday is continue, it will be with new hosts. I have heard that Win-Win wouldn't mind continuing with it. I don't know if she can do it on a regular basis, though.
That'd be nice if she could.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would like just to see more shows in general.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be EverQuest related.
I think it'd be kind of cool if there was some sort of lore channel going on.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to send a message to Clorny, because he's big into the EverQuest 2 lore, maybe doing a little talk show about EverQuest 2 lore.
That would be cool.
If you're interested in having a show on Online Gaming Radio, you can get a hold of us at onair, that's one word, onair, at onlinegamingradio.com, or you can send me a message in-game or out-of-game. I'm at demon@catthefore.org. Doesn't have to be EverQuest related, but I do want it to be game related.
Heck, they could even just play music.
You know, I'm still looking into the logistics of that. I know, Trueflight said he wants to continue with his Saturday show, which is basically music, and possibly do some, commentary and stuff like that in between the songs. And no one's come up to us and said, "Hey, you're not supposed to be playing those songs without paying anything or whatever." So until someone tells us to cease and desist, I suppose we'll just continue. But yeah, if you're interested in having a show on Online Gaming Radio, let us know. We'll get you hooked up. Carell is telling me here that the command is not there anymore.
Aha.
And when people on test were trying it, I guess it was broken somehow, so they probably took it out for the time being.
So it could be tested some more?
Yeah. So who knows? I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't mean to sound like a negative Nelly here, but it could be one of those situations where they went a little too quick in announcing it. And it could be one of those things that they announce that is never going to show up. It's happened before. Know what I mean? It's happened before, too. Folks. So we'll find out. I'm hopeful because I like the idea. I like the concept. No other game has this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think the Wii can do facial recognition. I'm not sure. I don't have a Wii. I don't know anyone that does. So I'm hopeful. I want it to happen. But at the same time, I don't want them to release something this half-assed and doesn't work. Because that will just piss people off to no end.
True. You know, I have a beef. Well, I keep watching the auction channel.
I do not frequent the auction channel.
I do.
Go right ahead.
And every single piece, it seems like, is some sort of caster piece.
Okay.
It's just that, you know.
So you're mad that people are selling caster items?
No, I'm just, it's like, why don't they have some more? I mean, the only reason they're selling it is because everybody in the group who's a caster already has it.
I thought they were supposed to do something
where... So
that
means there's a lot of that dropping.
I thought they were supposed to do something where if your group doesn't have a cleric, for let's say an inquisitor item would not drop. Oh, okay. Ceresta is saying smart loop never worked.
Not 100%, no.
All right. So I heard tale that might, you know, they were working on that. But apparently it didn't work very well.
But even I have been in groups where items have dropped and it's, well, I've already got that. The casters in the group has already got that, so we'll auction it off.
Yeah.
So that means there's a plethora of caster type items.
Hmm.
Followed by, I would say, tank type items.
I have personally stopped doing the dailies up in Skyshrine.
Because you're not seeing anything new and different, are you?
I'm not seeing anything new and different, and what I am seeing is crap I can't use.
It's all caster stuff, or,
well, no,
or tank stuff.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of tank stuff. And it's like, okay, let's see here. Well, it's highlighted red, but I'm not 92 yet. Let's mouse over and see. Crap, it's for a paladin. And I've been doing it, you know, every other day or something like that, you know, just going up there doing it because, well, with me and Cheese it, I can do the hard one. And you can take that any way you want to.
You've been doing it with Cheese it.
I've been getting hard with Cheese it, yep. And every single time, I get nothing I can use. So I've stopped doing it because, well, to be perfectly honest, the experience isn't worth it. Well, let's see, I can completely frustrate myself for the next hour and get nothing out of it.
And you don't transmute items.
Nope, I don't transmute anything. And you can't trade it, so you can transmute it. So, doing the Sky Shrine solo stuff, I mean, I got a couple items out of it. But, for the most part, it's simply not worth it to me anymore. It was going good for a while there, and now I'm just getting duplicates of what I've already gotten.
I do it because sometimes there's other little items that aren't, you know, like they speed up your researching, or the food items that they've got are pretty good, too. I like those, you know.
I got a couple things.
Ranger's got to eat, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get some stuff that'll sell for a couple of plat at the merchants and stuff like that, but, eh. Or, you know, you can, if you're lucky, you can spot a shiny without getting your ass kicked. You know?
What do you mean, get your ass kicked? I just cleared out the whole thing.
Well, that's because you were an uber bitch, alright? Stop rubbing it in!
I thought you liked it when I rubbed it.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, So we had a nice cookout this weekend.
Yes, we did.
And we had friends over.
We didn't cook to friends.
No, we did not cook to friends. And see, we had Urson and Talaru and Talaru's daughter and Tim's cousin and my buddy Death Metal Nick. Death Metal Nick showed up with his girlfriend and the Derek.
I've told Derek was fun to meet.
Derek is very fun. He's always fun. He's always on. He reminds me a lot of me when I was his age. That's why I like him so much. Because he's awesome. And we had a full house, and we had a good time.
Literally.
Yeah, literally a full house. It was room on the floor only at one point. And we corrupted more people to get Repo the Genetic Opera. Speaking of that, round two of the Devil's Carnival tour is on. You can go to thedevilscarnival.com if you're interested in seeing it. Unfortunately, not coming back to Washington, so we're not going to be able to see it another time until it comes out on DVD. And Darren Lynn Bousman did announce today that it's coming out on DVD soon.
Good.
They're working on it. Poor Terrence and Darren. They're doing all this by themselves, so I can see, like, Terrence up to the wee hours of the night burning DVDs.
Oh, God.
No, I can't see them doing that. But I'm sure they have a publishing company doing it for them. But, yeah, it's going to Vancouver, Canada. I do not have a passport. Neither do you.
That's true.
So we cannot go. But, yep, that's going on. And they do have a contest going on. I believe you're going to be able to win free tickets to go see it, free VIP tickets to go see it. If you can sing the song, Trust Me, is a Scorpion song from the Devil's Carnival. I'm going to go ahead and play that. Let's see here. Got to find it first, I suppose. So, yeah, if you can record yourself, and I will be doing this just to do it. I don't expect to...
Well, we know two people we could probably give the tickets to if you win.
Well, yeah, Rychaki and Thraxus, her boyfriend.
That's not who I was thinking of.
Oh, who are you thinking?
You were over to our house.
You want to just... Don't beat around the bush, huh? I'm not good at that.
Becky and her daughter.
Okay. All you had to do was say it, hon. So let's see, where is the song? Looking for it. Here it is. I'm going to go ahead and play this. So, yeah, you can record yourself singing this on YouTube. And make sure to tag the Devil's Carnival. And you can get, I believe they're giving away a couple of free VIP tickets for it if you win. So here's the song.
You're a tough little tadpole to love. Naughty lilies and lures, though I was knocked to the floor. Never tasted as sweet a poison as you have. You're an urge that can never be cured. You're a bad little love and I'm yours. So trust me, trust me, darling dear. I'm so sincere, there's no need to tear. Trust me, honeydew. Just like I trust you. Babe, you're a hard game to catch. You fight and refuse. Oh, you're a wild little bruise. Never tasted as sweet a poison as you have. You know you never can hide. You're a bad little love and you're mine. So trust me, darling dear. I'm so sincere, there's no need to tear. Trust me, darling dear. Just sign of...
All right. I'm looking at the Devil's Carnival website and the instructions. And I may have jumped the gun on that. They do want you to sing it, but there is... I misread it. They're not giving away tickets as a prize. It looks like the winners, you know, kind of like the... remember what they did for Dr. Horrible?
Yeah.
Apparently, the videos that they think are the best are going to be viewed at the shows. So I thought there were tickets involved. But, you know, the next line was for tickets and info, visit this. And I misread. Thought the tickets were a prize, but no. Okay. Alrighty. So, what else we got going on here? Tomorrow updates. SOE mode not working yet on test. Again, if you would like to have a show on Online Gaming Radio, by all means, let me know. Or you can contact onair@onlinegamingradio.com. Speaking of onlinegamingradio.com, onlinegamingradio.com, I gave it a makeover
this website. Week.
I gave the website a makeover. I think it looks good. Did you see it, hon?
Yes, you showed me.
Ah. I think it looked good. It's a bit better than the last one I did. The last one I did was kind of bland. But it looks good. Alright. You know what? I think we're going to have a short show here.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
We always have a short show.
I know, but you know, when there's not much going on in the game... There's not much to talk about.
I'm working on my adornments.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give bravos again to EQ Wires, EQWire.com.
EQ2Wired.com.
EQ2Wired.com. And the adornment calculator. I can't say his first name, so I'll link it in channel and you can say what his first name is. Bravo. I love it. I use it a lot. This way you can look and you know, figure out what adornments you can put in on what slots and get an idea how many components you're going to need. If you're working with somebody who's doing adornments for you, you can do that and get an idea of how many components you're going to need to give them. It's really nice.
Hmm.
Yeah, I need 11 more distilled manas, because I do like to do superiors.
Right.
And I'll have every piece of gear on me that with adornments.
Cool.
All slots full. Although I have an earring piece, I need to desperately upgrade, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to have to bite the bullet and buy components and have one of the elite people who have one of the elite researchers that can research some type of jewelry, get that, because I'm not finding any scout-type earrings that I don't already have to replace this one item, this one ear.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm just looking at my.
Just not seeing them.
I'm just looking at my earrings. That's one. Some of the items that I usually kind of ignore, unfortunately, is jewelry. Yeah, stuff you don't see. So let's see. Yeah, both of my earrings really need to be upgraded. My necklace isn't that bad.
Yeah, I have the ear stud of empowerment, I've been wanting to get that one of the Earring of Deduction, but I'm not seeing that in the auction channel at all.
Hmm. Those are nice.
Yeah. They're just not there.
Well, why not?
So, like I said, I may just have to bite the bullet.
Well, they're a tunable lore equip and heirloom, so they probably can't be sold anyway.
No, but when you, any of the loot, any of the stuff on auction, you're buying the loot rights.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
So an item drops in a good chest, and instead of looting it, they, you know, they let you come in, they put you in the group, and they assign the loot to you after you pay them.
Right, right.
So that's how you get a no-drop item.
And I have not heard anything negative about that coming from Sony, so be it.
Well, the only thing that's going to happen to the item is it's going to get transmuted.
Yeah.
So.
And then you make people upset with you because you're transmuting stuff they really want!
God. Yeah, I try not to do that. And I give people, if I win something, you know, that's nobody else really, you know. End of roll loots or whatever, and I happen to get it. If we're all, you know, greeting on it, and I end up getting it, you know, I'll ask if there's anybody in the group that's got an alt that they can put that on, because all I'm going to do is transmute it, and I really don't want to watch people cry.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'd rather see. You know, if there's an alt that can use it, I'd rather have them use it than me eat it.
Right.
Because I may be playing with that alt sometime.
Very true.
You know?
Oh, we remember you.
Yeah. I did get to see something unusual the other day, and I darn near bit on it, and maybe I should have.
Do you remember
it was? It was the mythical bow from Lyceum. Mythical. Purple.
Okay.
It went for 1,500 plat. I could have bid on it.
Wow.
I probably could have bid up to 2,000 plat, but that would have wiped me out completely.
You got 2,000 plat?
Yes, I do.
Holy crap, I got 200. No, wait, I got like 150.
Yeah, so, and you know what I do? I go around and I pick up shinies and I sell them.
Oh, you work.
I work for my friggin' plat.
Hey, look, woman, I was encased in a tree for 500 years. Where does all the money in EQ1 go?
My bank was robbed.
Well, I didn't take it.
Someone did.
Once again, another Narathian fucked by the banks.
Pretty much, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you get out there and work for it, you have a perfectly good, you know, woodworker, and arrows are in big demand. Mm-hmm. I know, because I keep buying arrows.
Well, don't buy them from me. Tell me you need them.
I always need them. You can make me up some more, and I will pay you for them.
And then I will bitch and moan and, you know.
Yes, you do.
Because it's boring.
Yeah, but that's how you make the money, honey.
Clink, clink, clink.
Put a port on and get to work.
Clink.
Work your wood.
That's boring.
Sorry.
All right, this is a tournament alert, as Domino just said in the chat channel. Quo has caught up with Nagafin in the tournament. We can't let this happen. Vote for Nagafin!
Isn't the Festival Unity on?
Next week.
Lyra keep saying this coming this Sunday, the 6th?
Because it's this Sunday.
But it's not the 6th.
It's the 14th. I don't know why she's saying the 6th. Where is she saying the 6th?
When she does her little blurb.
I haven't seen it.
Oh. Poker, maybe she'll do it. Maybe she's fixing it real fast. But yeah, it said the 6th. Coming this soon, this Sunday, the 6th. I'm going, wait a second, is it already going?
No, the 6th was last Friday.
Well, Lyra's got a thing she's doing. Yeah.
Carell says that she probably said the 16th.
No, it looks, it says a 6.
I'm scrolling up on RPLFG and I don't see anything by Lyra.
Lyra.
Don't see it. Anyway, if someone sees Lyra, tell her that if her thing might be on the 16th, not the 6th. Where was I going? Oh, yeah.
Somebody please, for God's sake, shake up the loot tables. There needs to be more Ranger stuff. There needs to be so much Scout stuff. They're auctioning it off because everybody else has got it already.
Yes.
Come on, why are the casters getting love? See, now this is an example. This is being auctioned off in the channel right now.
All right. The rigid torque of transformative energy.
Caster! Wisdom, yep. Int, caster! Healer item, I don't care. There's just not enough scout stuff coming up.
Yep.
Everybody else except the scouts! I'm going to cry.
We got no love. We're scout. Oh well. Alright, I think I'm calling it. I haven't actually been feeling good today.
I didn't do it.
I have had no energy whatsoever. I think my age is catching up to me. They say the candle that burns half twice as bright lasts half as long, and I have burned so very, very brightly.
Well, I still have I'm almost done with this one, but I still need to do one more Befallen. I have a date for a duo in PR here shortly.
All right.
See, I work for a month.
She works hard for her platinum. Did it so hard for her platinum.
I do. The good old-fashioned, honest way.
All right.
By beating the crap out of monsters and taking it from them.
Yay! Okay, announcement, Saya's Hammer is now open. Nettleville Hamlet in the Inn under Saya's Hammer. That's P-S-I-A. P-S-I-A. Saya. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. All week, my legs have been burning, you know, kind of like, almost like I was working out or something like that, but I haven't been. Just tired. I don't know. Age is catching up with me.
Oh, hush.
I'm an old man.
Want some Geritol?
To be perfectly honest, I was thinking about picking up some Ensure.
Really?
You know, for the vitamins and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I can't even get you to take vitamin.
I don't like pills.
So you'll drink a bottle of Ensure for your vitamins.
Yeah, I can down that real quick, yes.
Okay,
so,
fine.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it. And
we could do that.
And my stomach was hurting all day.
And I guess the Festival of Unity starts on the 15th.
Festival of Unity starts this Sunday. Antonia Bale server.
Sunday.
No, there are no questions of doom this week.
Because nobody got on the ball and did anything.
That's right.
Because if you want questions of doom, it's up to you guys to send them in. We're fresh out. It's your turn.
So in other words, we're not going to get any more.
So what about the other gaming ideas I had?
The dwarf tossing?
And the archery contest.
We'll work on
you and me.
Okay, we can work on that. All right. I'm going to call it here. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. OnlineGamingRadio.com. Check it out. By all means, if you want to do a show, let me know.
Here's your chance to be a star.
Here's your chance to be the next Jethel Silverwing. All right.
I don't think they'd want to be the next Jethel.
Maybe Domino would like her own show.
The Domino Show.
The Domino Show.
Crafting tips and, I mean, she could talk about Minecraft.
That's true. It is a game. The Domino and Quo Show, if that's what you want to do.
You're saying it wrong again. It's not Quo.
Cho. Domino and Cho.
Cho and Domino. You think he's going to want second billing?
No, he'll probably be like, I'm the star around here, lady.
I'm small, I'm cute, I'm annoying.
Very much so. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. Next week, stuff. And keep your eye at kitthecore.org this Friday for a new tournament right after we announce the winner of this tournament. Cho and Nagafin are neck and neck right now. Who will win? It's up to you. Go to kitthecore.org. Say goodnight, hun.
Goodnight, hun.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.